In a realm surrounded by verdant hills and shimmering lakes, Princess Clara was celebrated not only for her breathtaking beauty, but also for her grace. Yet, she harbored a deep desire within her heart to be remembered for qualities far surpassing her striking visage. Clara often retreated to the royal gardens, seeking solace among the blooming flora that swayed harmoniously in the gentle breeze. The garden pond mirrored the sun's brilliant reflection, offering tranquility from the demanding life at the palace. One tranquil afternoon, the melodic chirping of birds was interrupted by an odd, guttural croak echoing through the garden. Startled, Clara turned her gaze toward the noise, her eyes falling upon a frog perched gracefully on a lily pad. "Good day, Princess," the frog greeted in a voice remarkably articulate and soothing. Shocked, Clara placed a hand over her chest, her pulse quickening. You speak," she gasped, struggling to regain her composure. "Yes," the frog responded, offering a modest bow. "I am no ordinary frog. Cursed by a malevolent witch, I was once a prince and have awaited the arrival of someone capable of liberating me from this spell." Clara's initial astonishment gradually gave way to curiosity, her heart stirred by the frog's plight. "In what way can I assist you?" she inquired, leaning forward with intent. "Only through an act of genuine kindness can this curse be lifted," the frog explained. "Extend your friendship to me, share your time, and demonstrate compassion. Perhaps," he continued, hesitating momentarily, "even grant me shelter with you." Pensively, Clara absorbed the creature's request, though many might have dismissed it. Her innate altruism guided her next move. "All right, Mr. Frog," she consented with a genuine smile. "You may accompany me." Demonstrating absolute disregard for the frog's slick exterior, Clara tenderly gathered him into her hands. Within the castle's cozy confines, she made his accommodation near the warm hearth on a plush velvet cushion. That night, Clara and her amphibian guest shared more than a meal. She recounted tales of her kingdom's adventures, while the frog reciprocated with hearty croaks of laughter. As days turned into weeks, an unanticipated bond flourished between the princess and the frog. Clara indulged him in literature, sang melodic tunes by the fireside, and mustered the courage to reveal the hidden wonders of the royal gardens. One evening, the sky ablaze with hues of orange and gold, the frog cast a soulful glance at Clara. "Princess, why do you bestow such kindness upon me?" he queried with sincerity. "I am nothing more than a slick frog." Clara's smile was soft against the dimming light. "Kindness transcends appearances. Each being merits empathy. You, dear frog, have been an admirable friend," she replied. In that moment of pure sincerity, a magnificent golden aura enveloped the frog. Clara stepped back, mesmerized as the frog transformed, his amphibian features faded, revealing the elegance of a royal tunic. As he expanded into human form, a young, handsome prince stood before her, gratitude gleaming in his now human, gold-flecked eyes. "I am forever in your debt, Princess Clara," he said, bowing solemnly. With warmth infusing his gaze, the prince posed an eager suggestion. "Might we remain friends forever? Or perhaps transcend even friendship?" As time unfurled, an inspiring love flourished between Princess Clara and Prince Elliot.